We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Wolfpack Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. Also brought to you by Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Now, here is your host, John Ramey.
Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. March Madness tournament time. Nevada, the 5 seed, first round bye for the Wolfpack, and they take on Boise State. That'll be tomorrow, Thursday, 2:30 Pacific at Thomas and Mack in a quarterfinal matchup. We visit right now with head coach Steve Alford. Coach, you know, you talk about the four seasons, right? The four seasons within the basketball season, and you've completed two. You've completed the non-conference and the conference. How do you feel about what you guys have done this year?
Well, I think they've done a lot of good things. You know, non-conference, we weren't for sure what we were going to get to begin with, and we got some good games in and got some good wins, especially away from home, and then league play to finish fifth in a league that you know, I had four teams that were highly talked about. We were able to get 3 wins against those guys. And so very pleased with very young, inexperienced team to be where we're at. I'm very pleased, and hopefully we can keep playing well.
Let's talk about the Colorado State game. Similar to the Utah State game, the first Utah State game, in that you had a slow start, and every excuse in the world available to you, right? COVID, the pause, the season-long kind of taxation on your mental state and everybody's. And, you know, you've already got the 5 seed locked up. So you had so many reasons to maybe kind of just, this one got away from us. And yet you guys turned it around. Take me through that whole thing.
Oh, I don't think there was anything really we did, John. The guys just played well. I think we were playing a really good team that it was a game that didn't have a lot of flow to it because of all the fouls. We had a lot of fouls in that game. I think 71 free throws were shot in total, so it's hard to get in a lot of rhythm. I just thought once we got down, we did a really good job of fighting back. Offensively, we were really good. We took a lot of good shots. We made it wasn't like we shot lights out, but I thought we got good shots. and did a lot of good things offensively. Defensively, I'm still not pleased with where we're at since we came off the pause. We've had three straight games defensively, which has not been where we were at before the pause. So that's our main concern right now. I think offensively, we've kind of got our momentum back to where we had it, or at least close to it. But we've got a long way to go to get that kind of mojo back defensively. And if we're going to do something here in the tournament, we got to be able to defend a lot better than what we've done the last three games.
Yeah, we made the comment, Coach Len Stevens and I talked about on the broadcast during the first half, that although you guys were not really in rhythm offensively, I suspected that the defense was going to be what you talked about at halftime. Is that what happened?
Oh, yeah, because I didn't think we guarded well either half. You know, our offense was definitely what got us a win. You know, we made some, obviously, Grant's last shot, but we just made some really good shots, and we got to the free throw line a lot, but we couldn't keep them off the free throw line, and that was the issue. You know, we get it. We're a young team. We're still learning, but I think we're like 330th or 318 out of 343 in fouling. You know, so we've just got to stop fouling. You know, that's been the Achilles heel all year. And we just got to keep working on that and learning, because we figure that out. And then I think, John, I think since we've come back off the pause, we just haven't been as fundamental defensively. We really, and what I mean by that is how you play in a stance off the ball, the positioning you're in, how you help and recover. And that always leads to fouls when you're not doing those things. So our focus here going into the conference tournament is really about getting back to a lot of fundamentals that we've been trying to just get better at defensively. And if we can do that, then I think guarding will be a lot better.
Wolfpack Coaches Show brought to you by Dolan Lexus. They invite you to test drive a Lexus today. Nevada is headed to the conference tournament in Las Vegas. Tip off tomorrow in a quarterfinal matchup against Boise State. The fouls in the Colorado State game, there were a lot of fouls, but I didn't feel like they were ticky-tack fouls. Like, that was a really physical game, and I felt that maybe best from you guys all year long in matching the physicality of an opponent. Because Rod,
I thought we took their good punches early, especially offensively. Again, John, we had talked the whole day about this game. It's going to be the same broken record. I was happy with our offense. I was not very happy with our defense. And we were fortunate to get a win because we made enough plays offensively and we scored enough points. But we can't be a team that's going to, you know, have an efficiency around 120. We're undefeated when our defensive efficiency is 95. 120 is nowhere near it. So that's where our concern is. That's where we've got to get back. We were doing a really good job before the pause, and we've had three straight games here of not defending the way we're capable of defending.
The Silver State Series, presented by IBEW, Local 401, and Nevada Donor Network. Structured rivalry series matching the Wolfpack and the Rebels in sports and academics. Follow points and standings throughout the year online, nevadawolfpack.com/Silver State Series. Is there something positive? Is it like rose-colored glasses to think, oh, it's good for your team to win a game in March with like a last-second big shot? Is it good for you guys to understand close games are successful games?
Yeah, I don't think it has to do with the last-second shot as much as just being able to grind out a win. You know, we've really played well at home. We've done a lot of good things at home, of taking care of home since we haven't lost since the Air Force game here. So we've done a lot of good things from that standpoint. But yeah, when you get to March, you want to win games because you don't have a lot of opportunities that you say, oh, I got another game. No, you're going to have to, from this point on, if you don't win, you're out. And so to know that we, you know, weren't at our best, especially defensively, and be able to grind out a win, and not just grind out a win in March, but coming off pause and losing two games, I think the guys hopefully can go into the conference tournament with a little bit of confidence and a little bit of momentum, knowing that they got to win.
All right, now you saw everybody in the conference. You played everybody. I mean, do the standings reflect how you feel about the teams? You think they sorted out right?
Yeah, I mean, you got to play the games and win the games. So San Diego State won it, and you know, that's you gotta, I've been doing this a long time, and whatever the schedule says, you either win them or you lose them. And that takes out, I think Fresno is playing a lot better right now. So that's a team that didn't finish great in the league maybe, but I think they're playing really well now. I think they've got a lot of momentum going into the turn. That's just one team. You know, we obviously struggled in our two games against Wyoming, and they finished below us. But I think from the top standpoint, when you look at did it factor out right, you played the games, and one team only lost three, so there you get your league champ.
But nobody totally overachieved or underachieved, or you weren't too shocked by anything?
I mean, I haven't. I don't quite dug into it that deep. It is what it is. I'm on Boise. My focus is on Boise right now, not if one of the teams underachieved or overachieved, I guess. My focus is on Boise.
We will talk to head coach Steve Alford about Boise State in the Mountain West Conference Tournament when we come back. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus.
Get your ice cold Bud Light. Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now here. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two mangoes.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Lexus NX is crafted to take on the modern adventure called life.
Alexa, what's the quickest route home?
With Amazon Alexa compatibility and the advanced Lexus safety system, the Lexus NX is modern utility for the modern world. Because modern obstacles require modern solutions. See Dolan Lexus.
Amazon Alexa and all related logos are trademarks of Amazon.com Inc. or its affiliates. Not all Amazon Alexa functionality is available for in-vehicle use.
During these uncertain and challenging times, all of us here at Camelot Party Rentals want you to know that we are here for you. With a wide selection of tent sizes, tables, chairs, and much more, Camelot Party Rentals has everything you need for a safe and social distant event. Give us a call today at 775-355-9004 or visit our website at CamelotPartyRentals.com. Camelot Party Rentals, here for you and here for our community.
Hey Wolfpack fans, I'm Jeremy Anthony with Baselite Concrete Products, proud sponsor of the Wolfpack and the Baselite Big Blocker Award for over 20 years. Baselite offers a large variety of products for the do-it-yourselfer, including pavers and wall systems. Additionally, we have beautiful backyard design features such as barbecues, fireplaces, waterfalls, and fire pits. These outdoor kits come complete with all the materials you need, including easy-to-read step-by-step instructions. Come see these beautiful outdoor features at Baselite. Remember, don't fight it, Baselite it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My Shiro doesn't always wear a cape, but she always has time for a hug, a smile, for going the extra mile. My Shiro stretches every dollar, puts in long hours, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. When you're ready to retire, we want you to be able to enjoy it. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org/Shiro.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Somerset Golf and Country Club offers pristine playing conditions, the best greens in northern Nevada, a short game practice area, and a relaxing clubhouse. Membership started only $250 per month. SomersetGolfAndCountryClub.com. SomersetGolfAndCountryClub.com. Your family-friendly private golf club. Boise State, Steve Alford. You got to play him a third time, and you beat him twice. It is a cliche. I don't know if it's true. Is it significantly harder to beat a team three times in a row in a single season, or is it just difficult because it's the next game and it's a tournament game?
Yeah, I don't think we're even paying attention to that. I think we'll look at both games and see what we did positively and negatively and try to make adjustments on both of those things of how we get better and maybe how we can give our guys one or two things on both offense and defense that may help them a little bit better, or maybe where they exploited us some. So we'll look at those things, but you know, it's an odd year. You know, we didn't play at Boise. We just played two home games. We won one on another big time shot at the buzzer. So, you know, I think this is, it's a whole different thing. When you get to season three in the conference tournament, everybody's got pretty decent rest. They're going to have more rest, but we're going to be rested. So you go into this thing really pretty equal, and now it's about, you got to play well. You get to this state of the season, it's really hard to grind out wins if you don't play well. So, you know, we're no different than what Boise's going to be. If Boise plays well, they're going to give them a chance. If we play well, we're going to give ourselves a chance. If one of us don't play well, it's really going to be hard on both of us to try to get a win. And so we're just trying to get our guys ready, and hopefully they play well.
One thing that has been kind of the main narrative this year has been your young team getting experience and learning those, you know, live fire lessons. What will you tell them about dealing with the nerves of a single elimination game?
We don't talk about nerves much. It's mostly about toughness and knowing that these guys know that it's you're one and done if you lose. So you don't have to have that part. You don't have to have the experience to. Now, if we had fans in the building and all that, and then, you know, but you know, we're going to be playing in an empty building. Both teams are getting up at 6 a.m. to go take a test before we play at 2:30. So it is what it is. And now it's a matter of just going out and doing what you do well. We got to take some things away from them, and we've got to be able to do the things we want to do offensively. And then I think both teams, I do think, John, when you get to March, you have to be able to defend well, and teams have to be able to make some shots. You know, better shooting and making shots, that always helps, especially in March.
Given all that you guys have come through this year and the uncertainty in the off season and the pause and everything else, does March still elicit from you the kind of the extra something, you know, as a competitor?
Well, I think this is what we all compete towards, whether you're a coach or you're a player. Everything points to March. You know, that's when conference championships are won. Then you got conference tournaments that are won, and then you hope you get postseason that you get a chance to participate in and advance in. You know, so March is always the month that you are fighting for. This is just a very different year. Some of us have had pauses in December, January. Ours was in February. So there's been a lot of disruptions and a lot of distractions. I'm just very pleased with the guys. I think they've worked really hard. They've played very good attention. It's not been a normal year at all. They haven't got to see their families. For the most part, families haven't even been able to come to games. It's just been a very abnormal year for them. Hanging out with their peers on campus hadn't happened. So this has just been very different. And I've been very appreciative because they have been a group that has learned. They've listened. They've grown in a lot of areas. And for that, I'm very appreciative. And now, you know, we're pretty healthy going to the conference tournament. And hopefully these guys, I'm hoping we can prepare them the best we can as coaches. And then we're hoping that they can play well because they're deserving of it because of how hard they've worked.
We've talked a lot about your team, your student athletes, your players, and their ability to kind of persevere through this. What about the grownups? What about the people on staff? Has there been a wall or many grown folks, adults, people with jobs I've spoken to recently have kind of talked about hitting the wall from a mood standpoint a year into this pandemic. How has your staff persevered and how has that gone?
No, we've been fine. We haven't hit a wall. This is a group that really enjoys being around one another and working and, you know, allows us to be in front of each other, which is good because there are a lot of businesses where you're just working from home. And so we're very, you know, I've said it all along, we're very blessed that we get to come to work and we get to work with one another. And we got, I do have some young guys on staff and I think they've had some really good growth during this season. And it's been a weird season for them because it's not your normal, you know, we don't get to have the functions that, whether it's at my house or other coaches' house and all the stuff that we usually do during the season to help the guys and just grow that. We haven't had that because of the COVID, but we have been blessed that we've been able to come to work and enjoy that company and being around people and building that relationship. So I'm very fortunate that I got a very good staff that way.
I mean, this is going to be the last coaches show we do, whether you guys win the national championship or not. How do you want the fans to remember this group in this year that was so unique?
It's hard because I really haven't had that reflection yet, John, because we're not done. Sure. I usually think about those things when we're done. And, you know, I will say this, John, I've been doing this a long time. If we win a national title, I'm pretty sure we're going to have another coaches show. That's just my bet. That's just my bet. But, you know, maybe you're right.
We'll squeeze one in.
But, you know, the fans haven't been able to really get in the stands. So that's been hard on them. But, you know, I hope they just appreciate being able to watch them on TV, listen to them on radio. Just they've worked hard. They've been a group that we haven't had fractions. We haven't had, you know, what have we had? Our longest, I don't have it in front of me, John, our longest losing streak might be two games. That's not normal for a young group. When you look at some of the other young teams around the country, even teams in our league that are young, their losing streaks are a lot more than that. And this team's been consistent. They've been resilient. They fed off one another and they've grown with each other. And so I hope it's just a building of our culture. You know, we lost a lot, basically five starters because Robbie doesn't start this year, but call it four starters, and 80 to 85% of really all of our scoring was gone. And these guys have just fought and grown and really worked. And so I hope there's appreciation of just how hard they've tried to represent the school and the program. And I know from a head coaching standpoint, I'm very pleased with how they've gone about it. We've had our best academic two semesters in a row of outstanding academics performance. They're doing great jobs off the court. In a year, normally we're doing community projects and getting some stuff done. We're not even allowed to do that. So all in all, I'm very, very pleased with what this year has produced. And now hopefully we can stay around some here in March and make a run here in the tournament.
If you crave more Wolfpack action, keep up on All Nevada Athletics with News 4's Wolfpack All Access, presented by Champion Chevrolet, highlights coaches' perspective and more. Wolfpack All Access airs every Sunday night on News 4 and Nevada Sportsnet. What's a March Steve Alford story that folks need to hear maybe from your playing days? Like everybody remembers the game against Syracuse, but I'm sure that wasn't the only close game you guys had in that run.
Well, no, just reflecting on I was part of a lot of March Madness, and they call it Madness. My freshman year, we beat North Carolina, who was ranked number one in the country in Atlanta. Michael Jordan, Kenny Smith, Doherty, all those guys, they were incredible. And we were able to upset them in the Sweet 16, make it to Elite Eight, and lose to a Virginia team that wasn't highly ranked, finished maybe sixth, seventh in the ACC that year. But we made it to Elite Eight. In my sophomore year, we go from an Elite Eight team to a NIT championship team that lost to UCLA, Reggie Miller and UCLA. My junior year, we get things figured out, have a very good regular season, and we lose. We get upset by Cleveland State in the first round of the tournament. And then one year later, we win a national title in New Orleans. So that's what makes it maddening. You know, you go Elite Eight, NIT, first round exit, national title. It's just that's what March brings to you. And but I think more than just the March was the teammates that I got a chance to play with and be a part of some great teams and really build friendships that now I'm here in my mid-50s and very, very dear friends that were teammates of mine. And that's and play, obviously, for an incredible coaching staff. Those are the memories I remember the most.
So that's it. You don't have any other, there's no like B-side. There's no game that we should know about. Like people know the Syracuse game, but, or did you wax everybody? Did you blow everybody else out? I guess close one at UNLV against UNLV, right?
Oh no, we lost. We won a last second shot against LSU to.
Oh, that's right.
Final four. So we won a last second shot there. And then obviously the UNLV game was tight throughout and the Syracuse game was tight throughout. So our last three games that we won were really one possession games.
All right, fans, you can YouTube that. Find me on YouTube. We'll all be there. Coach, I appreciate your time.
Good luck. Good luck. I don't think the 80s had, I don't think we're even on YouTube. If we are, it's very grainy. It's not near as clear as what you can watch YouTube today.
He's the coach, Steve Alford. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus.
Isn't it time to enjoy a more exclusive golf experience? Somerset Golf and Country Club offers pristine playing conditions with spectacular views on the best greens in northern Nevada, excellent practice facilities, and their amazing championship golf course, tough enough for the lower handicap, fair enough for the weekend golfer. Visit their website, SomersetGolfAndCountryClub.com, for membership information or to make a reservation at the grill. Somerset Golf and Country Club, your family-friendly private golf club.
The Lexus NX is crafted to take on the modern adventure called life.
Alexa, what's the quickest route home?
With Amazon Alexa compatibility and the advanced Lexus safety system, the Lexus NX is modern utility for the modern world. Because modern obstacles require modern solutions. See Dolan Lexus.
Amazon Alexa and all related logos are trademarks of Amazon.com Inc. or its affiliates. Not all Amazon Alexa functionality is available for in-vehicle use.
As a proud supporter of the Wolfpack, Nevada State Bank knows a winning team is the result of hard work, practice, and making the right plays. So who's on your financial team? Whether it's your first account, planning for retirement, buying a home, or expanding your business, Nevada State Bank is here when it counts. Because it matters who's on your team, and it matters who you bank with. Visit us at nsbank.com, a division of Zions Bank Corporation N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you a local business looking to get your name in front of Nevada fans? Wolfpack Sports Properties, a Learfield IMG College partner, can help. We provide corporate partners both traditional and new media opportunities with the university. For more sponsorship information, please call 775-327-2074. That's 775-327-2074. Or visit Learfield.com and search Nevada Wolfpack.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
We are back. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus Shelter Insurance. Put shelter on your team for your insurance needs. You'll be glad you did. Find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com for a free personal protection review. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Glenn Worley is with us right now. Coach Worley, we got to talk all about your half-court domination. You've had a late-season charge with regard to your shoot-around half-court prowess. And really, one of the great triumphs, success stories of the year, really, in all of sport, really, internationally, I would say. Yeah. At the end of shoot-around, you guys have a half-court shot contest, players versus coaches, and you were, like all shooters do, you had a little streaky cold stretch for a while.
Exactly,
But then what happened?
You know what? I mean, it started out as, I couldn't hit. I couldn't find my rhythm. And then late season, I got a little motivation from the other coaches and I just been on fire. And I'm just trying to figure out how I can move up in the lineup because we have some, guys that aren't very good, Coach Barnett, Coach Dwayne. And I think I need to, move up ahead of them, to be honest.
That order doesn't change, right?
Yeah, the order doesn't change. I got to talk to the manager about that.
So it's Noodles and then Coach Alford, right?
Yeah.
And then you've been bailing them out.
I said it before the last one. I said, hey, Coach, do you need me to bail you out again? And, he thought he was going to make it, but to no avail. I mean, I got to talk to, I got to talk to somebody about moving up in the lineup. It's ridiculous.
I have to say, I don't know of a more joyful group than Nevada basketball at a shoot around. There's something about you guys, on the day of competition, just everybody's so happy to get to play and the coaches, the players, the whole thing.
Yeah, I think, the good thing is we have a lot of guys that are around the same age and they are young. So they are, everything's kind of new to them. Our freshmen are, everything's new to them and they bring a good spirit to them. So I think that definitely helps us, as far as camaraderie and having some fun, that they are young. They isn't kind of like, oh, let me just get this through it. But a lot of it's new to them. So it's a good group to be around. It's been fun watching them grow and develop and just seeing from the time they started to now is just absolutely amazing.
I mean, I don't know if it's light years, but there has been some significant ground covered and some significant development with this team from the start of the season in tournament play around Thanksgiving in Nebraska.
Oh yeah. Night and day. I mean, we're talking about, going into conference being unknown. We had a lot of guys that are, three new transfer guys in, meshing with five new, newcomers. It was just a lot of unknown and, to see them from the start of, Nebraska, that last second shot, and then seeing their confidence kind of grow throughout the season has been great. And, it's a testament to, the older guys and the captains on the team, the KJ Himes, Dez Cambridge, Grant Sherfield. They've definitely helped in the maturation process of this group.
Let's talk about Grant. I mean, he hit the game winner at Nebraska. He hits the game winner against Boise State. He has the game tying shot that almost forced overtime at San Diego State. Now he's got the winner against Colorado State. And the thing about Grant is he has a bad turnover like 20 seconds before hitting that game winning shot against the Rams on Friday. But I think I don't want to say I knew it was going to go in or I knew it was going to happen, but we kind of had a sense Grant was going to take that shot and he might make it. Like you just get that sense around him, right? Does that happen on the bench?
Oh yeah. You know, late clock. You know, he's going to have it in his hand. You know, he's going to make, you know, a great decision. He has great confidence. And what people don't see is the hours he puts in, you know, on his shot every single day. And, you know, that's why you have the confidence in him. That's why his teammates have the confidence in him, because they see him putting in the work behind the scenes.
And also, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like Grant, almost like a great pitcher in baseball, I feel like as he, you know, every possession where he has the ball in his hands, or even when he doesn't, he's setting up the defense so that he's got another, he's got one last ace to play, one last move, so that, you know, down the stretch at the moment when he's got to get a shot off, he kind of has a new look or a new wrinkle, or just a change of the rhythm, how he gets into his shot that they're not ready for.
Right.
And there's a real kind of calculation to that.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, it goes to him, you know, putting in those extra hours of work. And, you know, he's a high IQ kid, so he understands, you know, when to take over, when, you know, to kind of get his teammates involved. And I think it's been an ever-growing process with him. And he's done a tremendous job of, you know, taking care of business off the court, watching that film, getting in with coaches, you know, taking the, you know, working out extra. You know, he's just a fabulous player, and he's been everything, you know, we've hoped when we got him.
Okay, so now you got to be Boise State. You got that first round bye. You're locked in, 5 seed against 4 seed Broncos. Will it be is it the same recipe for success against Boise State as the two games you beat them at home, or do you have to do something very different now that it's the postseason?
I think, you know, when it's postseason, I think your awareness has to go up. I think the concentration level has to go up. You have to be locked in more. You know, it's one and done. It's not like, you know, we lose this one, then, okay, next week we got a game, or 2 days down the road we have a game. This is it. So, you know, I think, you know, everything has to be heightened, and I think, you know, the guys will be ready to go Thursday.
Fans, watch Nevada Sports Net for an in-depth look at Nevada sports, from Wolfpack All Access to NSN Daily. Get up-to-date information and breaking news all day long. Tune in to Nevada Sports Net on Channel 21 or check your local listings. Glenn Worley, one of the things that's great about the Wolfpack coaching staff is that you guys all played. And, you know, I was asking Coach Alford, I'm like, all right, give me some March stuff. Like, we all know the game against Syracuse was close, but, you know, tell me about other ones. Do you have memories, I know you do, of March as a player, as a competitor?
Yeah, you know, going to the NCAA tournament was definitely a good thing. And then, you know, winning the Big Ten, won 4 games in 4 days, you know, just a miraculous feeling, because you go in there, you know, thinking 4 games in 4 days, that's impossible. But, you know, we got the job done. I think, you know, everybody stepped up their game. And you know, throughout that year, we had a lot of injuries. We started 2 freshmen, myself and Brody Boyd ended up starting, you know, along with 1 senior, you know, Dean Oliver. So, you know, it definitely was, you know, a great moment for Iowa, a great moment for me, you know, playing. So, you know, that's definitely one of the things I'll take away from March.
What difference will it make, if any, to not have fans there? Is everybody so accustomed to it that it's not a thing now? I mean, I suspect, just based on the Colorado State game, like, the broadcasters are still going to get just fired up for a big shot.
Yeah, I think we're kind of used to it now. The weird thing is going to be when we have fans next year.
yeah.
You know, you think about the freshmen now. I was thinking about this the other day. You know, they haven't played in front of fans. They don't understand what a hostile environment is, so I think it'll just be business as usual. And I think, you know, we have a good bunch of veteran guys that'll get them prepared. And like we said, we'll be prepared for Thursday.
All right. Do you need to shout anybody out? Does Glenn Worley need to talk any trash?
No, I just want to, you know, if maybe I can talk to you, Ramey, to get me moved up in the lineup.
What, like, know, I have pull?
I think you have some pull. I think, you know, you guys have some pull. You've seen it. I mean, I need to move up. I think we need to talk about moving Dwayne out and Barnett.
You know, honestly, now that you mention it, after a season of watching those guys, there's no reason you shouldn't be in the 3-hole.
No reason.
None. Yeah. Well, you know, I'll talk to Coach about that.
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell him too. Like, we'll just all get bandwagon around this idea.
Yeah.
They need to message. Be back.
We'll focus. All right, he's Glenn Worley. It is the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Grant Sherfield is next. Stay with us.
Get your ice cold Bud Light. Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer. Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Lexus NX is crafted to take on the modern adventure called life.
Alexa, what's the quickest route home?
With Amazon Alexa compatibility and the advanced Lexus safety system, the Lexus NX is modern utility for the modern world. Because modern obstacles require modern solutions. See Dolan Lexus.
Amazon Alexa and all related logos are trademarks of Amazon.com Inc. or its affiliates. Not all Amazon Alexa functionality is available for in-vehicle use.
During these uncertain and challenging times, all of us here at Camelot Party Rentals want you to know that we are here for you. With a wide selection of tent sizes, tables, chairs, and much more, Camelot Party Rentals has everything you need for a safe and social distant event. Give us a call today at 775-355-9004 or visit our website at CamelotPartyRentals.com. Camelot Party Rentals, here for you and here for our community.
Hello, this is Matt Pierce with Ray Morgan Company. I want to tell you about a cutting-edge business assessment process introduced to many Reno businesses by your local technology provider, the Ray Morgan Company. These solutions reduce operating costs, increase staff productivity, and help achieve sustainability and security initiatives. Do you know how much your office technology is actually costing you? Contact the Ray Morgan Company today at 338-3344 for your free document technology assessment. That's 338-3344.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My Shiro doesn't always wear a cape, but she always has time for a hug, a smile, for going the extra mile. My Shiro stretches every dollar, puts in long hours, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. When you're ready to retire, we want you to be able to enjoy it. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org/Shiro.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Welcome back. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Envision Glass backs the pack, serving Northern Nevada for over 35 years. All your commercial and residential glass needs, windows and doors, mirrors, showers, and more. That's envisionglass.com. Grant Sherfield joins us right now. Do people make too big a deal about clutch and your late game heroics? And, you know, is it just kind of a byproduct of playing good basketball, or do you like it? You want to take a victory lap. You want people to know you're clutch.
I mean,
No, it's not that big of a deal to me. I mean, I take more pride in getting the win than hitting the clutch shot. So, I mean, I've always thought if you put in the work, good things will happen. So, I mean, I just think it's a result of that.
That last minute against Colorado State was pretty wild.
Yeah,
take
for sure.
Take me through it. It was a roller coaster. Maybe just like your last two possessions.
Okay, so I want to say, Coach Noodles drew up a play, and I messed it up, and I turned the ball over. We get back. I want to say Trey does a great job of getting a stop on Roddy. Warren grabs the rebound, and the rest is history, honestly.
I mean, you made Roddy really uncomfortable there. I mean, he didn't even hit the rim. It was just kind of ball squirted up. You guys got a turnover.
Yeah, I mean, it was great defense, but I want to say Trey and Warren.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. And so you're not even rattled by the turnover, the possession before. You're not thinking, I mean, it's gone out of your mind.
Oh, I forgot about it. Yeah.
So I know that you forgot about that. And we know great competitors have that short memory. Mm-hmm. But you realize that's not normal, right? Like that would get in somebody's head and they would stay rattled by that.
I mean, I've been through a lot in this game of basketball. I've been playing for a really long time. So, I mean, you got to learn to take the good comes with the bad. Bad comes with the good. So, I mean, you just got to learn how to have short-term memory, especially as a point guard, because you can't be afraid to make big plays.
What changed in that game? You guys weren't playing your best, either offensively or defensively early. What did you guys change?
We struggled in the first half defensively. The coaches did a good job making some adjustments. And honestly, I just feel like everybody just calmed down in the second half and we just settled in, started making plays, making shots and getting stops on defense.
A lot of fouls in that game, but I didn't feel like they were ticky-tack. Maybe you can correct me on that. I just felt like Colorado State plays very physically and you guys did a good job matching that physicality.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was definitely a lot of fouls. I mean, it was a physical game. So, I mean, I'm just happy that we can come out with a win.
Do you like a physical game like that? I mean, you guys can kind of get after one. Two teams can get after it with each other.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I shoot it pretty well from the free throw line, so I don't try to shy away from physical play. So I mean, it's always good to have a good grudge match with another team.
It seemed like actually your guys' offense specifically kind of turned a corner when you started attacking the rim more and going to the foul line more. Was that something that was addressed at halftime?
Yeah, coaches told me that my pace wasn't right, so I just did what I could to kind of pick it up and push the tempo up as much as I could.
Now, I know you guys still have the conference tournament and the postseason beyond that, but just kind of at this point in the season, can you explain how you feel about your team's arc, right, from where you were in October to where you guys are now and the growth and the journey?
From the team standpoint, I mean, I feel like we've grown so much. I mean, just looking at Trey Coleman, I've seen him. I feel like I've just watched him grow so much over the year, and same with all the other freshmen. So, I mean, even myself, I've grew so much since stepping on this campus in July. Or June, or whatever the date was. So, I mean, we've just grown a lot, and I think that's a good thing for this team because we're going to just continue to keep getting better and better. And so I'm just really happy with the growth, and hopefully we can just keep it going for next few years.
As you enter into single elimination tournament play, do you think about that? Do you think about the team?
Colorado State one row. So, I mean, we got one down. Still got three more to go.
Do you have a mantra? Do you have a philosophy? Do you have anything that you focus on maybe a little bit differently now that you get into the tournament environment as a competitor?
Not really. I mean, I'm just locked in right now. So I'm getting in the gym extra. I'm putting in extra time just so I can be sharp and so that my mind can be sharp when I'm going into these games, just so I can give us the best chance to go out and win games. So, I mean, I'm pretty locked in. Now,
does Grant Sherfield feel like it's good to play Boise State a third time because you have the experience against him, or some would say it's hard to beat a team three times in the same season.
Oh yeah, I've always heard that it's hard to beat a good team three times. But I mean, we're very confident going into the game. I mean, we got a great game plan that we've played them twice at home, and I just feel like we can go out and beat them again, so we can get another shot at San Diego State or Wyoming, which we haven't beat either one of those teams. So just focus on that, you know, just focus on Boise and then take it one game at a time and see what happens.
All right. He's Grant Sherfield. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Stay with us.
The Lexus NX is crafted to take on the modern adventure called life.
Alexa, what's the quickest route home?
With Amazon Alexa compatibility and the advanced Lexus safety system, the Lexus NX is modern utility for the modern world. Because modern obstacles require modern solutions. See Dolan Lexus.
Amazon Alexa and all related logos are trademarks of Amazon.com Inc. or its affiliates. Not all Amazon Alexa functionality is available for in-vehicle use.
Cart Barn is your local one-stop shop for sales, service, and rentals. If you're looking for new or used golf carts, Cart Barn is the only authorized dealer for Club Car, Easy Go, and Cushman carts in Northern Nevada. Our mechanics have over 25 years experience and can service all makes and models. You can customize your cart with a variety of accessory upgrades. Call Cart Barn today at 775-852-0707. That's 775-852-0707.
Isn't it time to enjoy a more exclusive golf experience? Somerset Golf and Country Club offers pristine playing conditions with spectacular views on the best greens in Northern Nevada, excellent practice facilities, and their amazing championship golf course, tough enough for the lower handicap, fair enough for the weekend golfer. Visit their website, SomersetGolfAndCountryClub.com, for membership information or to make a reservation at the grill. Somerset Golf and Country Club, your family-friendly private golf club.
Are you a local business looking to get your name in front of Nevada fans? Wolfpack Sports Properties, a Learfield IMG College partner, can help. We provide corporate partners both traditional and new media opportunities with the university. For more sponsorship information, please call 775-327-2074. That's 775-327-2074. Or visit Learfield.com and search Nevada Wolfpack.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Whoa.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Thank you to Grant Sherfield. The University of Nevada Athletics Department has launched the Alpha Fund campaign. to help support the nutrition and performance program specifically for women student athletes. The Alpha Fund is the creation of University President Brian Sandoval and has raised nearly $30,000 before even the official announcement of the program. Donations to the Alpha Fund can be made directly online. You can do it right now, nevadawolfpack.com/alphafund. Just so you know, the annual cost to meet the nutritional needs of women's athletics programs at the University of Nevada is around $200,000 annually. If you have any questions regarding donations to the Alpha Fund or you want to make a multi-year commitment, get in touch with my guy, Craig Fink. He's the Senior Associate Athletics Director for Development. Craig Fink's email address is cfink@unr.edu, cfink@unr.edu. So we heard from Grant. He is the newcomer of the year in the Mountain West Conference. Fourth time in five seasons, Nevada has had the newcomer of the year award winner. We heard from Coach Alford, very locked in on Boise. We heard from Coach Glenn Worley, also very locked in on Boise State. So Nevada plays tomorrow, 2:30, the tip time. It's in the afternoon. Thomas and Mac, Len Stevens and I will have the call. Join us at 2:00 Pacific. It's do or die now. Nevada is in a single elimination conference tournament. If they win, they will advance. They will play Friday. If they lose, the season is over. Nevada must win all three games to advance to the NCAA tournament. Nevada will not have an at-large berth this season. With regard to the other tournaments, the NIT has shrunk the field. That will only be a 16-team field, so it is unlikely Nevada would go to that if they do not win the conference tournament, perhaps if they went to the finals and lost. And the CBI this year is a non-starter for a lot of programs because the only way teams break even on that is if you sell tickets, you host and you sell tickets. And of course, that's not really plausible for many programs right now as we're still in the grips of a pandemic and crowds of people indoors is not where we're at yet. So for Nevada, the season is on the line. And what a magical season it's been. It's been a great year on the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Extra special thank you to Dolan Lexus. Extra special thank you to all of you who've tuned in. This is a year we were not sure we were going to be able to complete. We did not know how much of this we would be able to do. Everybody has been great adapting. And I just appreciate all the support. And it's been extra special this year to share the joy of the Wolfpack with you. Every year, it is a blessing. And this year, when we all needed so much good news and something to look forward to, it was unlike any other and a tremendous privilege for me. So until then, until tomorrow at 2 p.m. from Thomas and Mac in Las Vegas, I'm John Ramey. So long, everybody.
This has been the Wolfpack Coaches Show. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Wolfpack Sports Network.